وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion and concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episodes, we talked about different dimensions of human being. We ended up talking about al-fitra, one of the things that Quran talks about as a one dimension of human being is fitra. After talking about body and the soul, nafs and spirit, we started the discussion of fitra. We said fitra is a unique Islamic concept, and it's very important to note that fitra is shared by all human beings, and still we need further discussions and research about this concept and the result of the belief in fitra. Like one result and ramification for the belief in fitra, the one shared common principle for all human beings that is positive and not negative, not some original bad thing that we have inherited from our father Adam alayhi salam. No, it's a good thing that we have inherited from our father alayhi salam. One result of that is that there is no base for racial discrimination. Everyone has fitra and that divine nature. Another result for that is this fitra is responsible to show us the right religion from wrong religion. The fitra, the true religion, ad-din al-qayyim, is based on fitra. But we should also know that fitra is not desire, carnal desire. Some people say, okay, this religion does not match my fitra. And when you dig deep, you realize that no, the religion does not match their desire. It's not the fitra that it does not match. It's not the it's the desire. So we should know all the different dimensions of the soul to make the final judgment. We have not yet arrived there. So the verse that referred to fitra, one of them was Fa'aqim wajhaka that we discussed in the previous episode. Another verse that also is famous in this regard is also the verse of Dhar. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when your Lord, رَبُّكَ means your Lord, أَخَذَ took from the children of Adam, from مِنْ ذُهُورَهِمْ, from their loins, ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, their progeny. So all human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and He made them witness over themselves. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them witness over themselves, and He said, ask them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبُّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ, they replied, بَلَىٰ, yes, شَهِدْنَا, we bear witness that you are our Lord. أَنْتَ قُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. On the day of judgment, they will claim, claim that we were heedless of this. أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل كنا ذرية من بعدهم. Now they come up with all sorts of justification just to run away from the responsibility. Sometimes it's part of us to be irresponsible. So they come up with all sorts of justification. Sometimes they say we were heedless. Sometimes they say it was the problem of our fathers who started worshipping other idols. إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا, it was the fault of our fathers who started pagan beliefs. وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and we were just children of them, and we followed just their path. أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْدِلُونَ. Remember we talked about justifying soul, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the function of justifying soul, how they went contrary to the covenant that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they came up with different justification. We will have a break and we come back to continue this discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the beautiful verse of fitra, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings based on the fitra of knowing Him as their Lord, Ar-Rab. And Lord is not a very good translation. Ar-Rab means someone who nurtures someone or something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word that has within it the sense that it has. It also encompasses the creatorship and the lordship, which means nurturing, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the creation. So according to this verse, we at the depth of our heart know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for the creation and for nurturing. Maybe not with this name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we know that there is a reality that is responsible for the creation, that is. And one discussion with fitra that is that some people say if fitra is shared by everyone, then why there are different opinions always? Why there are fights and conflicts over ideologies and theories? Now, the thing is this, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, to have something as a kind of knowledge is one thing, but to be aware of it is something else. You see, the distinction is clear, and sometimes with the example it becomes simple as well. Sometimes a person doesn't know anything at all, and so it is wrong to say a person has forgotten this. But sometimes the person has forgotten something. The fact that we have a distinction between ignorance and forgetfulness shows us two kinds of experience that we have with our knowledge. Sometimes we know something and we are aware of it. Sometimes we don't know something at all. Sometimes we know something but we are not aware of it. And this is called forgetfulness. And this is happening when we say, oh, this is that. For example, when somebody reminds us of something. So Quran says, on the day of judgment, some people will remember that. Remembering means that they would say, oh, this is that. This is not something new to me. This ma'rifah that I now have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. The call will resonate in the whole creation. To whom belong the dominance today? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people say, some people say, oh, now we remember. We remember what? We remember that first covenant. The whole their life they didn't remember that. Because they had buried this knowledge under layers upon layers of desire, layers upon layers of jidal, meaning that trying to battling against reality and against truth. So, for different reasons. So, this is very important. And there is something called in psychology, inshallah, next episode we should talk about, in existential philosophy mainly. It's called existential limit situation. In situations in life, difficulties, extreme difficulties, this fitra comes up, shows itself. In extreme difficulties, especially the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the knowledge of an entity, of a being, greater being that can save me. It shows itself. So it shows the fitra is already there, but as long as we feel safe, as long as we have many other things to attend to, we keep ourselves busy, and we are not aware of that existing reality, existing knowledge, as if we have forgotten it. Inshallah, next episode we continue to talk about fitra and how fitra is buried under the rubbles of our actions and our forgetfulness. Thank you very much for listening. Keep me in your du'as until next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى